Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
February is American Heart Month, and what does that mean for love and you and your heart? Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com or on any social media at Dr. Wider. Jenna, so I know that heart attacks are the number one killer of both men and women, but how do you gauge that you're in that risk category? I think most people have no idea.
No, it's totally true. And it's amazing how widespread heart disease is, right? About 1 in 4 deaths is due to heart disease in this country, and one person dies every 36 seconds because of it. So February is dedicated to American Heart Month. It's so important for people to be aware of their risk factors. And what some people may not realize, heart disease and heart attacks look different in men and women. First, for women, a heart attack can look like a backache, jaw ache, pain between the shoulder blades. Oftentimes, women get shortness of breath, too, or they can feel indigestion, heartburn, or nausea and vomiting. And men can experience that also, but it's really important to know what your risk factors are to try to lower them so that, you know, you don't become one of these statistics. Some of the big heart risk factors are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, and obesity. And I know we talked about obesity a couple weeks ago with Ozempic. But as we all know, obesity is definitely a big risk factor for heart disease. And that's why, you know, lessening your risk for being overweight or being obese is incredibly important for your overall health.
Doc, so if you're somebody that, you know, from time to time you get some discomfort, right? And you don't know whether or not that's gas or whether it's some other problem. When do you know when's the time, like, I need to go to the doctor? I need to go to the hospital.
Well, it's funny, Raven, you said that. Because when you were talking about all the different, like, the warning signs for women, I was like, my jaw's been hurting. My back hurts in between my shoulder blades. I'm like, am I having a heart attack?
Right, you'll do that for 5 years.
Well, like, Like, how do you know what's the difference between, like, regular and, like Raven said, we got to go do something about this.
Yeah, I slept wrong or I have a medical emergency.
I think it's really important if you're ever in doubt to go see a doctor or to go for emergent care, right? It's much more important if you think that you're experiencing a cardiovascular event to go see your doctor or to call somebody to sort of rule out what might be the issue.
Is there such a thing as being too young for a heart attack? Because I feel like it's, you always think that a heart attack is somebody that's older, but every once in a while you hear these stories of like this 30-something year old or this 40-something year old, and you're like, wait a minute, how did that happen?
Certainly 50 or a little bit older than that, yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's a really important point. You know, I think women are more at risk for a heart attack after they hit menopause because of the decrease in estrogen. But the truth of it is that there are many people that have heart disease risk factors or have heart cardiovascular events younger. You know, we see people on the sports field all the time in their 20s and 30s having heart attacks. Women can have heart attacks young. People have something called familial hypercholesterolemia, which is a disease that runs in a family that people have really, really high cholesterol that puts you at risk for a heart disease or a heart attack. So what's so important here is to know your family history of early heart disease, to know your risk factors, and to get checked regularly. You can stave off all of these events by going in to see a doctor. And studies show us that men go in to see their doctor less frequently than women. And this is a really good call to arms for everybody to make sure they see their doctor and to get their blood pressure, their cholesterol, and all of that taken so they know what they need to work on and know what they need to look out for.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.